Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's David and I'm a recovered alcoholic. And the question is, how do I know I'm an alcoholic? Well, two things. The first is that I drink differently to other people. Everyone who drinks gets the normal effects of alcohol, that pleasant feeling where the mind slows down and we start to mellow out. At the same time, it reduces social anxiety, we can talk to other people more easily, and we're more likely to take risks. Those are the normal effects of alcohol, and that's why it's such a popular drug. I get the same effects that everyone else does, but I also get an extra effect, one that I don't actually want. After I start drinking, I get a craving to keep going and keep going. That's what sets me apart from the average drinker. Most people can have a couple of drinks and get to a point where they're able to say, no thanks, I've had enough. But I never get to that point. I never feel like I've had enough. So because of that difference, I got drunk. A lot. Most of the time when I drank, I didn't even notice it was a physical craving that kept me going. It's only if I had to stop drinking, because the grog ran out or the party ended or I had run out of money, that's when I really felt it. I'd get uncomfortable and anxious and desperate for another drink, and I'd do anything to get more. Over time, it got worse. I started drinking more and more, and I started lying about how much I drank and covering up and breaking promises and letting people down. It affected my relationships and my job and my health and my morals and my self-esteem. I became dependent on alcohol, and I became more and more dishonest and selfish. Occasionally, I'd have a bright idea. If my life is falling apart because of my drinking, the smart thing to do, the sane thing to do, is to stop drinking. Eventually, I made the sane decision to stop. And that was always hard because of the physical withdrawal and the sweats and the sleeplessness, and I'd be restless, irritable and anxious. But I'd push through that and get medical help and detox. I'd get through the withdrawal stage and I'd start to sort out all the problems caused by my drinking. But then I discovered the second problem for alcoholics like me. I'd go and pick it up again. And when I drank again, it would set off the craving and I'd quickly be back drinking the way I was before. So once again, I would make the same decision not to drink and I'd get some help and I'd stop again, get through the detox again. And whenever I stopped drinking, life would get better. I would find a new job and my health would improve and relationships would improve because I wasn't lying and covering things up and letting people down. And then I'd do the insane thing and pick it up again. Sometimes I had excuses, but if I was honest, I couldn't explain to myself or anyone else why I drank, knowing where it would lead. And life would fall apart again. And I'd stop drinking again and life would get better. And I'd pick it up again and life would fall apart. So I was going round and round this alcoholic cycle. When I eventually got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I identified. I heard other alcoholics talk about the craving after the first drink. And I read the AA book, which told me this is an illness, an abnormal reaction to alcohol, that the basis of alcoholism is a biological difference between me and normal drinkers. And I identified with those alcoholics who also said that even though they made the same decision not to drink, they eventually, inevitably, picked up again. So put those two things together. I can't afford to drink because when I do, it goes out of control. And even though I made the same decision not to drink, there always came a time when I'd pick up again. That's how I know I'm an alcoholic. Fortunately, those same people in AA who explained to me what it was like to be an alcoholic from their own experience also told me and showed me that they had found a way to recover. It also worked for me. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.